I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Left wing Kuminga on Trent. Gets it stripped by GT2. Taken the other way by Kuzma for Rollins. Gets by everybody. Easy layup. Here comes the timeout, Steve Kerr. 98-93. Warriors down by five. Ryan Rollins, 24 points, gets his former team. And he's one bucket away from a new career high.
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Yeah, Ryan.
Wow,
Rollins.
Ryan.
Goo.
What?
That's a first for you. We got carpet in here, so how did it break?
It hit the wrong spot. Man.
What haven't
I've heard
you
that a few times in my
that
life.
Studio.
Yeah, that was, man. That's the first one in a while.
And Evan, it was violent. You didn't hear. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Warriors get beat last night, 120-110, and a little different today. I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, you need some intel.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game. How come, Steiny? Because I was a little upset that Giannis wasn't playing.
But there was Steph.
I know. And you know what?
You let him down. I hope he is. Well, they're on the road.
This is like that Seinfeld line where the boss had to fire Kramer, even though Kramer wasn't even working. At the
my favorite
at
character
the company,
on the, okay.
And he said, "You know, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to let you go." And Kramer goes, "Well, I don't even really have to. I don't really work here." And the guy said, "That's what makes this so difficult." And that's the way I felt. Like, yes, Steph was the reason that it made it so difficult. But tell me what happened last night, because I got. Why did Steph Curry start the fourth quarter?
Because they were, that I love. They were going for it and trying to get
the
win.
They only got three.
Yeah, but still, Steiny, you had to watch the game. You didn't. They were 25 and 26 from the free throw line. Well, so they doubled up.
So they were lucky to be in it.
Yeah, but that's where they were getting their money from. But outside of that, I mean, man, Milwaukee only shot 13 free throws. So they doubled them up.
Hey, we talked about that the other night about how there were no free throws shot by the Warriors against. The Clippers, and I said, you know, that's not necessarily a great thing.
No, because, I've never liked it.
And so if you're telling me the Bucks didn't get to the line but 13 times, but maybe the Warriors' defense was not very aggressive.
Yeah. I didn't feel like they made that. What's that old word? Make them feel you. Yeah. Lowe always says that in football. Yeah. I know it's basketball, but I felt like the Warriors did not make Milwaukee feel them at all.
Steve Kerr, what happened last night?
Well, it shouldn't be that way because we're like 0-12 the last couple of years when the stars don't play. You know, I just told our coaches if I was an opposing coach, I would just sit the star every time. It's these are games that as a coach, you know, as a staff, as soon as you hear that the star is out, you're terrified because we've just seen it a million times. Every NBA team is loaded with talent. You saw those guys out there, you know, firing threes, and all, everybody can play in this league. And when the star sits, everybody gets excited. This game did not surprise me, frankly.
Human nature is a crazy thing because I look at it as the Warriors find out Antetokounmpo is not playing, and they. Maybe exhale a little bit, but that's the part you don't think about is that the Bucks players probably get more jacked up because they know every single guy on the team is going to get more opportunity with Giannis out than they get with Giannis in.
But the great Raymond Ritter told me early on in my career,
it's a make or miss league,
and I got to say this to you: Cole Anthony came off the bench 21 minutes, Donnie, 2 of 7 from deep. But had 16 points. And my question to you is, where do you think those other 10 points came from? 2 of 7 from three, so he wasn't shooting well at all. He was penetrating and getting in there.
So
that bothered me.
Point of attack
issues. And I feel like that's been the Warriors' Achilles heel even last year. And you know, you got Kuminga on ball defender. You know, Pods is not that great at it. Melton will come back. You know, Moody. And again, you asked me about the 10 minutes, and Evan, you could tell me otherwise. I didn't get a chance to hear Grandy on the post game, but I took Moody's 10 minutes as a hand issue because there dare no way he's only going to get 10 minutes. So that's how it read to me. That something was going on with his hand.
Yeah, he was questionable going into that game. That's the same thumb that he had surgery on in the summer. So, yeah, I think they were being cautious.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some calls here. Let's start out. Who's been waiting the longest? Scotty and Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? You didn't miss anything. That's one of those losses that you kick to the you kick into the garbage can and you don't even. Think about it. It's one of those where Steph is throwing the ball around, shaking his head, losing his handle. You know, it's just they didn't come to play. Mm. You could clearly see it was clearly the intensity. It could have been, you know, they played 5 and 8 days. They travel day. They get to Milwaukee. No Giannis. And I'll tell you what, man, that Rollins was just absolutely. Taken over. I mean, they were just dominating. It was ridiculous. And it was just one of those games. You see them every year.
Right.
Every year you'll see these kind of games. It meant nothing. I mean, against the Clippers, they were playing basketball like it was invented to be played. I mean, this is what happens. So, you know, I think Steve kind of covered it pretty well, but I think it was just a lot of combination of things. But you can clearly see the intensity level was so much higher on the other side.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in the NBA.
And
if
I believe,
you don't come to play, you get beat.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
And I keep doing this, Donnie and Will, but 10 turnovers between two dudes that are your guys, Kuminga and Curry, is not getting it done. And right. I got to credit not having Milwaukee's defense. But I'll tell you this, Donnie, and this could be another one of Goo's worst analogies. If I told you, let's go rob a bank, and they say, well, there's no security there, that makes the job easier. So
yes,
when Giannis is out, you think you got a better chance to win the game. So don't tell me. Like, I don't like that stat that Steve read, and it's a stat, but
he made that up,
was irritated, man. That just bothered me.
He made that stat up, by the way. It just seems that way. I mean, you could say, well, the Lakers played without LeBron and the Warriors beat him.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Anyway, yeah. I'm looking at – so I have a question for people that watched the game last night. How was Draymond Green? Because the box score looks like it was a...
Well, I'll say this.
How was Draymond Green?
Miles Turner was good, I thought. And Miles Turner played almost 30 minutes, 29 to be exact, 17 points. But you know he's a stretch.
Yep.
And he's out there in that zone when you're older. Dre likes to have you box and get down and wrestle with you. And I thought Turner, you know... making Draymond have to exert energy to kind of keep up with him out there wasn't in his comfort zone, and that played, and that's why I felt like the Warriors were not timid. They didn't throw around their girth, you know.
Yeah, well, they didn't have answers. I was going to say it's a big team over there, but they're not as big as they usually are. Let's go to there he is, Big Smooth, back in the house. What's up, Big Smooth? Calling from Oakland. Big Smooth. How you doing, buddy?
First of all, I'm blessed. Thank you. But first of all, man, I want to apologize. Y'all gave me the ball right on the 1 yard line, and I fumbled like Ernie Biner.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you.
Hey, second thing, Steiny. Dude, does Steiny know what a repass is?
A what? A repass.
What a repass is.
When I told you I was at the repass after the funeral, he's asking, I didn't.
Well, what did you think he was talking about?
Oh, you know what? I must have missed that, but I got to.
It's like the reception.
R-E-P-A-S-T.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is, but I, actually, I'm not sure.
Know. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure. It's the,
but when I said that's where I was at the funeral, you know, that's the reception where you go eat and congregate. You knew that, or you didn't know.
I had an idea.
Okay.
I had an idea. But
Smoothie, good ears, though. I didn't pick up on it.
Let me look it up.
Yeah. I said, do we know what a replay is? But listen, bro, this game, you guys encapsulated exactly how I felt, man. I was like, these cats look like they don't care.
Mm.
Steph looked like he just had an argument with his wife. I don't know what was going on. And to me, what summarized it, Pods makes a great defensive play. Then he commences to chuck in a 50-yarder over everybody's head.
I forgot to tell. Yeah, I got to tell, Snowy. Yeah.
What are you doing? It's like that. To me, it was like one step forward, three steps back. And I know it was a setup game because they I don't even want to use that as an excuse, but no, they probably thought they were going to walk in and get a dub. But you know what? It's going to happen again in Indiana. If they don't get their hands out of it, you know what?
Yeah.
I think Kirk could have did a better job. Me, I would have started all the young people. Mm. I would have started all the young people. Rollins reminded me of a buck-toothed, flat-chested girl you see her again. She looks like a grown woman. That's all I'm saying. He dominated from the start. And that was very smart of Doc Rivers to put him in there because that kid, man, it makes you kind of think, man, who else is lurking out there that we let go? Just needed to be seasoned. He just needed some seasoning. He looked phenomenal out there.
Hey,
it
Smooth.
Kind of made me say, dang.
Before you go, are you with me or are you against me in regard to Horford starting? I just think there's something to getting the best of Horford's 20 minutes with Steph and Dre, man.
I'm with you. Start him and give him a quick pull if you need to. Okay. And one other thing, Goo, real quick. Goo, don't sleep on Van Halen's 1984, man. Album.
Well, that's the album he said. Fire. That's the one he said listen to.
That's the one with Panama on it, man. Don't sleep on that. Panama. Don't pull his car. Give him his car back.
Okay, I'm going to give it back to him.
Yeah. Thanks, Smoothie.
So let me give you
official. Okay. It's official. I did not know what repast meant.
Okay. But like, see, I'm the guy that had you said that. I go, repast, where are you at?
A repast at a funeral is a gathering for a meal after the service.
And a cocktail.
Providing a time for family and friends to come together, share memories, and offer comfort and support to one another.
Yeah. And that's what we did.
It was one of those words that I think you need. I would have needed to see in the context of a sentence. Okay. So I didn't really know what
it was. So we've been together 8 years, and my boy Relaford and I, courtesy of Bob Myers, got to sit courtside. Remember that? And Mo Bamba made the worst pass in NBA history and knocked the phone out of my hand. Remember that?
Yep.
Fitz was like, put the phone down. But I got to tell you, this wasn't that, but Pod's got a rebound. Butler's on the fly down court, and he throws the ball so high, it might have hit a pigeon in the Stoddy, it was one of those Butler jumped and then was like, can't get that. But it was like, Pod, you put a little too much on it. But it was a bad pass. It was a high pass.
It sounds like they never really got in sync.
Well, it's a young season.
Did they ever lead? And if so, by how many?
Yeah, 1-3. It got up to 1 or 3.
Like they were.
It might even got to 5.
Early third, something like that. Late second. All right.
But let me just say this to you. Mm-hmm. It's early on. Anything to make of Warriors on the road as opposed to home, because they got blew out by Portland last Friday. But it's early. I'm just asking you, you know, because I'm not into the six games. Isn't the whole season going to be that? Or how many times are we going to say the Warriors haven't played a game in 4 days? Like, I don't want to hear that when you got guys headed to the Hall of Fame and I'm giving you flowers every other day.
I mean, I'm just looking at it from a practical standpoint where it can't be that they played Monday, they played Tuesday, all right? So the older guys are beat Tuesday night. They get a recovery day Wednesday, then they play Thursday. It's like this can't
– with a Giannis-less team.
Be an energy issue.
Okay.
It can be a letdown issue because of Giannis, but if it's an energy issue this early in the season, I think we know that's a problem. So I can't imagine it's that after just six games.
Now, Buddy Hield, I feel like, is doing his Klay Thompson Stoney to where we've seen this, and he's just off to a slow start, but they're missing him. They're missing the Buddy that was showing up at the end of last year. And can you guess his three-point percentage early on this year?
It's not very good.
28%.
Okay.
All right, so we know he can shoot with the best of them. So this is just nothing to – it'll grow and get better.
Who?
Buddy.
He's streaky. I think he either got off to a great start last year or a terrible.
I want to say
great. I thought he got off to a great start, didn't
he? Why did I want to say terrible here?
No, because he didn't play terribly, probably.
No, but remember, he was public enemy number one, Buddy Hield.
Anyway, what I'm saying is he either got off to a terrible start last year or a great start. I can't remember. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Warriors get beat last night, 120-110.
Milwaukee 4-1.
Yeah. I will say this, and Austin said this. He said, you know, when I found out Giannis was out, I maybe would have started the young guys. I tell you what, as crazy as it is, I might consider something like that.
But why?
Next time.
And Vitello said it yesterday in his introductory press conference when they asked him about the state of the NL West and the other teams. He went, Norm, my pops, worry about what's in your home. Why do you got to counteract with what they're doing? We're the dubs. This should be a slow, easy night. Steph on the bench in the late third quarter. This thing's over.
Yeah,
why do I got to go to the young guys or change anything we're doing?
You might need to acknowledge the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Steiny, Goo, we have to accept the fact that the Warriors are an older team, and on some nights they just will not have
it. Okay, wow. Now that's real is real deal Holyfield.
And I actually...
I'm sorry, though. With no Giannis, that's the game you got to win. I'm sorry.
Well...
I'm sorry.
The other thing is, to me, it shows that you can't just win by throwing your guys out there. They have to be better than that.
And maybe that's what's hurting me.
Let's go to Tristan in Temecula. Hey, Tristan,
okay,
how you doing, man?
Where is that at?
It's down in
Temecula.
Temecula.
Doing?
Tristan, hold on one sec.
It's just an hour away from L.A.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Beautiful country.
Oh, yes, it's really beautiful, especially when it's nice and sunny and everything. Wine country, pretty dope.
Okay.
But,
wow.
Last night, I'll just sum it up to, I mean, look, the defense the last, six games have been kind of suspect. I mean, Luka goes off for 43, and it's Luka, but then you got Aaron Gordon.
Keep
then
going.
You got the whole Portland team going off.
Yeah.
Then you got, you know, James Harden and Kawhi that was going off in that first half before they got shut down in the second half. But then even tonight, you're continuing the trend of letting guys continue to go off and penetrating the driving lanes, and nobody can stop them. Ryan Rollins drove into the paint, I think, three times, and they all just let him go by for an easy layup. Cole Anthony, too, like... I'm going to be honest, like the most disappointing thing this season so far has been the defense. I thought it would be a little bit better considering, you know, Draymond and JK and, you know, add Al Horford. And I know Melton hasn't played yet, and when he comes back, that might help a little bit. But nobody on this team right now can defend to save their life consistently. As far as the offense goes, I mean, I'll just boil it down. We have the same issue like we had the last couple of years. Every team has guys that can do things our guys can't, particularly our younger players. Like, Cole Anthony was torching us, almost went for 20 before he got fouled out.
Man.
But nobody in our team can really replicate that off the bench, especially if JK's a starter going forward. We don't have that bench pop like we used to with Jordan Poole, or particularly mainly Jordan Poole. And now you see this other guy, Ryan Rollins, that got shipped out, and he dropped 32 on you. I mean, I know he didn't really play for us when he was here, but it's those kind of players I felt that we kind of let slip from our grasp that could help us now potentially. And now we're in this spot where it's either the old guys, the vets got to come in and save us. And if not, who really else is going to step up? So, I mean, it's only six games. I don't want to say doom and gloom, but
I hear
right
you,
now,
man.
I'm kind of off of, you know, calling them a contender.
Thanks, Tristan. Appreciate the call.
Well, I'm not like, there. Yeah, I'm definitely not there.
It feels like, you know, we had a couple. Yeah, it was bad game, throw it away, and a couple, I don't like what I saw, and we got to keep an eye on it.
Let me read this to you. Guys off the bench, and you tell me who scares you, Stani. Guy Santos, Horford, Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
What's Buddy happened Hield's... to Gary Payton II? 3 minutes. Moses Moody, Pods, Will Richard, and Spencer and Jackson Davis didn't get in. Like, and guys can do it on certain nights, but there's not a lot of threats in those names that I mentioned to you.
Well,
like guys that could create their shot, or Steph or Jimmy are struggling, they can go, you know, get high, you know, what, and maybe Pods can do.
But this is where, like, again, so what happened Tuesday?
The Clippers missed
Pods
shots.
Pods was great. Moody was excellent. Post was really good.
Moody had 9 points.
Well, he made. I'm thinking of the game before that.
Yeah.
But my point is that younger players aren't going to play great every night.
And wow.
They're
but
not.
Are your older players going to be old every night? You know what I'm seeing? Like, so I'm just asking you, Stoudy, you hadn't played NBA ball. Are you telling me those the back-to-back Monday and Tuesday?
Well, if it, I don't know. I can't tell you. I just think if it was, like, that's what I mean. If they had a letdown because Giannis wasn't playing, I don't like it, but
you okay, understand.
That's
okay.
The way that one went. But if you're telling me they were a little flat, a little lethargic because they played a back-to-back Monday and Tuesday, then we got a problem. I mean, it's really
so
as simple as that.
So what do you expect tomorrow then? Against a young,
I expect them to
injured,
win the game.
But they run.
Why would they not win that game?
Same reason they didn't win
okay,
this.
Okay, well, then they're not as good as we thought they were. If they lose to Milwaukee without Giannis and they go to Indiana, and they haven't won a game yet,
yeah,
and they get beat by Indiana, well, then they're going to be 4-3, and we're going to say, maybe we got ahead of ourselves. Like, that's the way the season goes. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you weren't here early in the show, I didn't watch the Warrior game last night. And I'm going to have to go in to see the boss and perhaps get reprimanded at the end of the day. But I was so upset, not upset, I was so annoyed that Giannis wasn't playing, I decided I'm going to spend my sports watching tonight watching Tulane, where my daughter goes to college, and watching the Baltimore Ravens. I have two fantasy players on their team. And so I did not watch the game. And when I came in today, all I knew was they lost. I didn't even know the score.
I didn't believe you, man. You text this morning, I'm like, please.
So I told the boss, look, I didn't watch the game. So, you know, and he was like, I'm coming in tomorrow. I'm going to sit and watch the game. And I want people to tell me what happened instead of the other way around. And he goes, yeah, whatever you want, Steiny.
Yeah, you got different
rules.
He
just wanted to get me off the text line. So I'm asking what happened last night. And I got questions after I'm looking at this box score.
Ryan Rollins came back and gave you the business, man. Like that, I don't like that, Steiny.
I do agree with a lot of Warrior fans that the Warriors have never lost a guy that's hurt them after. I don't mean hurt them in a particular game, but can I assume that Ryan Rollins looked like a player last night that would look good on the Warriors?
Well, now just, that's...
First of all, he's had his career high three times already, so clearly he's having an emerging year this year. So he's getting playing time.
Yeah. But I'm not going that would be too unfair.
Okay. Like, did he look like he was a significantly better player than Pods?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, he did.
Last night.
Yeah, he did stuff Pods couldn't do.
Okay.
But Pods has done it. But let me read this. This from my guy Squirts, Donnie. Goo, Warriors have no one on this roster that I see that can stay in front of a quick guard with some ha-ha. Speed and athleticism is the Dubs' kryptonite.
I agree.
And Steiny, that's scary. How do you fix that?
But so, hold
that,
on.
I'm not there yet. This team still can go to the West. It's not new.
Of course it's not new. What's the Warriors' challenges this year? Their age, their lack of athleticism. They're still not the biggest team in the world. They're not the longest team in the world. And again, athleticism, they only have, to my way of thinking, one athlete that's significantly above average, and that's Kuminga, and other teams have guys like that. 888-957-9570. And what happened last night to the Warriors? You tell me. Why did Steph Curry start the fourth quarter when they were down just three? I mean,
I thought Curry was trying to win it.
Well, then wait till nine or seven. Like,
or
he does
Kurt
every
thought maybe it might be
single...
too late without Steph. So he was telling you he was
three.
Yeah, but he went, the fact that they're even down to that version of the Bucks, Kerr was like, I can't let this get any worse.
Well, they would have lost then in the last 3 minutes because he would have been exhausted.
Well, that's what happened.
But why? Okay. I just don't understand why did they get out of their normal rotation.
I like
rotation.
That move, to be honest with you. Because Kerr was saying, I don't like how this thing is gone. I'm going to put an end to it.
All right. Yeah. I don't. I would have rather put him back in with eight like they normally do, or
Carter
seven.
Told us to get out twice.
Well, it's 11-12. He was starting to wave us off that at 11-11, 15. And every time I do that and Evan's in there, he gets mad because I got to take it at least till 11-12. What's up?
We're just trying to help you.
That's not me.
My bad.
Thank you, Carter. And you're welcome for last night. Here for you, here for good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.